When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Managing your diabetes just got easier. The powerful new Dexcom G7 lets you see your glucose numbers on your compatible watch and phone without finger sticks. And because Dexcom G7 is the most accurate CGM system, you can be confident in your food, exercise, and medication decisions. And all those decisions can lead to big results, like more time in range and lower A1C. Get started at Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Murder in Miami is a production of iHeartRadio. In this week's bonus episode, Leslie Bickerton lays out a case for the complicated connections between the drug trade and the balance of world power and unrest.
Recognizing more and more, Lauren, is this connection, this web of connection, and it's intimately connected from what happened 42 years ago, which involved directly not only the drug smuggling and the CIA and the subcontractors, but also Central America and South America, which also has a connection at the same time with Afghanistan. So tracing it back, even with Vietnam, it's an ongoing scenario, in one sense, a greater insight into the Cold War that just, it has never ended. It continues to this day. And so part of this has to do with these alliances from the Iran-Contra. Just that alone has been documented, that the CIA's direct involvement with an alliance with drug lords and with ruthless dictators such as Somoza, right, from Nicaragua, which we had been talking about. But the secret funding, these covert warfare, which then also the alliance with the Colombian cartels, also the drug lords of Afghanistan. And the existence from the Vietnam War is the heroin trade, right? The poppy trade, the heroin trade that catapulted all of this from Vietnam and Laos and the covert funding that was happening back then. But that ties in both to the Colombian cartels and to the heroin cartels that the CIA was involved in with Afghanistan in fighting Russia. This is documented starting back in 1979. The national security advisor to Carter. And again, I say this as a disclaimer. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Democrat. Because I know that somebody can say, well, you're this side, that side. No, I'm telling you all of it. So back in 1979, it was about getting back at Russia. Revenge for the Russians' involvement in the Vietnam War was a motivating factor. And there's a quote from Brzezinski, who was the national advisor, quote, destabilizing Central Asia would then bring Russia into Afghanistan. So then with that, how do you fund any kind of a covert war, right? Well, you need arms. So how do you get arms? Well, you have to pay for illegal arms shipments. And the way that you do that is through the drug trade. It's beyond a business. This is a commodity, just like oil is. The war on drugs. And what has transpired is that initially the first money came out of the Iran-Contra, the Contras in Nicaragua. $500 million was brought into Afghanistan to start funding the so-called Northern Alliance, which has different elements to it. And I really want to make this clear. It's really important because we always hear about Mujahideen.
A quick aside. Mujahideen refers to members of various guerrilla groups operating in Afghanistan during the Afghan War, which took place in 1978 to 1992, that opposed the invading Soviet forces and eventually toppled the Afghan communist government. Rival factions, thereafter, fell out amongst themselves, precipitating the rise of the Taliban and their countering faction, the Northern Alliance.
But what they don't tell you is that the funding came through and go arm's length. And this is how they get around, our country gets around no accountability or no transparency and really complete impunity, is that you fund, instead of directly funding, you fund through another country. And we were funding even back then through Pakistan and Pakistan's military intelligence, who are also Islamic fundamentalists. And that money was going to two of the most ruthless drug lords in Afghanistan, the Haqqani Network and then Gulbuddin Hekmatyar. That goes back to 1979, how all of this got started in this whole Cold War that's been ongoing. And this brings us then to funding elements such as these terrorist groups, the Taliban and the Al-Qaeda, became exponentially with all the billions of dollars that our government, you know, the CIA and the Department of Defense, all the White House had a direct involvement in funding some of the worst people in the world and these terrorist groups that have now become so powerful because they've got the arms. And this has been in the works for over 20 years. And this is something that I know that the American public doesn't know about because it hasn't been told to any of us. And as a result of this, this is the blowback. Okay, what goes around comes around. It's an anguish because Afghanistan was used as a pawn.
And Leslie links today's current crisis in Afghanistan to another region covered in the podcast.
Back in Nicaragua and Central America, the Saudis were involved with illegal funding these wars in Central America and destabilizing countries. And full knowledge of Saudis funding our war against Russia in Afghanistan and destabilizing that entire area. Arabs were also fighting back then in Afghanistan. And what transpired out of that is the horrific events that happened in our country called 9/11. Those Arabs, the extreme groups, never went away. They never went away. They're there. They've always been there. And the United Nations just came out with a report, November 2022, resolution of the United Nations, quote, according to the latest statistics, the Taliban hosts more than 10,000 foreign fighters, including Arabs, Chechens, ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, which is increasing day by day. And based on the United Nations report in 2021, the income from drugs in the hands of the Taliban reached more than $2 billion. And they say it's 97% of the people in Afghanistan are now below the poverty rate. And that doesn't even account for all the disappearances and the genocide. We've been told, I mean, I was raised this way too, right? You know, we're the good guys, right? We're saving the world from evil. In what has transpired for such a long period of time is sort of this deadly combination of power and ego and greed and political ambitions and economic ambitions on such a global scale with complete impunity and catastrophic results that are still ongoing.
And that's something that brings Leslie back 42 years.
The shadow wars, the subconscious. So they're like people like Lamar caught up in all of this. It's just become such a huge business. And you think of, is it Blackwater? You know, and DynCorp. And now there's this legal loophole that's been created called 127E. Please look it up.
Among other things, United States Code 127E permits the Secretary of Defense to spend up to $100 million per fiscal year in support of special operations to combat terrorism.
What our country has been doing besides covert activities is funding, arming, and training mercenaries, although I call it mercenaries.
Which, to Leslie, presents the possibility of those efforts backfiring, just as they did during her Lone Star era.
It's really the tip of the iceberg. There's so many elements with just the stories about drugs and guns and foreign places, right? Exotic islands and spies, corrupt officials, this whole web of deception and lies. But there's a lot more to it, and it affects all of us. So what has happened so many years ago, it's been ongoing to the point where we really are on the brink beyond what we can even imagine. Murder in Miami is giving us a glimpse, but if you listen to it much more carefully and follow through with Joseph Trento and what Happy was saying about the drugs, etc., I really think that this is, it could be a wake-up call for all of us. There is this dark side to human nature, unfortunately, and to mankind. And then the question becomes like a David and Goliath. It's all connected. 9/11, the war on drugs, the war on terrorists, the Cold War. What do we do about this? Telling the truth, trying to get the truth out there. The American public has the right to know. We have the right to know. And no matter how uncomfortable it is and how much it hurts, we talked about collateral damage, that there is this element out there, even within our own government, that's not easy for me to say this, that we are, I was collateral damage, Lamar is collateral damage, Afghanistan is collateral damage, Nicaragua, and just, you know, Americans as a whole were collateral damage. There's blowback for all of this. And awareness and education, the more that we can be aware of it and the more we can educate ourselves about it, I think it's really important, because what kind of a legacy do we want to leave in this world?
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get the stories that matter to you.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And for a limited time, get more fun for less with the Michigan Bundle for just $49.99. Exclusive to Michigan residents only. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. And this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like...
Whoa.
And...
Hmm.
Not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.